6 minutes now after 10 o'clock, and it is time for Kaleidoscope, and it's the last Tuesday of the month. And Windamaria Health had their meeting last night. CFO John Pearl's with us. How are you today?
I'm doing really well. Thanks for having me.
Well, you're not even sweating.
Not yet.
Yeah. It's early.
Once I walk back to my vehicle, I'll start.
That's about all it takes anymore, it seems like.
It's nice, though. It's summer. So
it is
what
summer.
The heck?
And you dare not complain. That's for sure. All right. So let's see. We had a meeting last night.
Yeah, we had a good meeting last night. So it was financially reporting on June, which is the second month of our fiscal year. We know that our first quarter, which happens to start May 1st, is hitting the summer months. So what happens in the summer? We all want to have vacations, providers do, staff do. So volumes are always budgeted a little bit less, and we generally are a little bit lower on volumes. But I will share, we were budgeting a loss for the first 3 months of this year, and through the first 2 months, we do have an operating margin of a positive 0.87%.
So wow.
just about 1%. And then our overall margin, which accounts for non-operating income like interest or rental income, that brought us up to about 2.2. So through the first 2 months of the year, we really can't complain.
Especially if you were budgeting a loss.
Yes. Well, the reason we budgeted a loss is we knew that the new building was opening in June, and you just didn't know, were people going to be out of sorts? Did we have, people change their scheduling plans? We talked about the vacations, but we did okay. And actually, even though the revenues were about where we expected them to be, our overall expenses were actually less. So that's what mostly contributed to that operating margin. We are a little bit concerned here in June and July, or July and August, just from staffing. I think if we hadn't shared previously, Dr. Hinshar, OBGYN surgeon, was called to active duty. So he left at the end of June and will be gone through, into October. So we do have some services lined up, kind of a replacement to fill that gap, which will be fantastic. But again, it's still different than your
right.
continued services. So, but that's part of the fun of, offering the services is every
In
day is a little challenge. You saw
fun.
Those quotes,
yes.
didn't you? Yes.
But overall, it sounds like you're feeling pretty good about what we're going to see for the rest of the year.
Yes, very happy. For me, financially speaking, one is the whole project, which, as you recall, was a $30 million project. Overall, it's going to come in closer to $29 million when we close the books on it.
Okay.
So it's nice to see some savings, as the construction managers would tell you. For me, it's just below budget, not over budget, so
right.
positive about that. So we know exactly what the expenses are related to that. And, of course, Sanford Clinic opened up their services in June as well. So they're getting used to their new space. We're getting used to our new space. And it's, there's hiccups in there, but you're working through it. And it's kind of the fun hiccups because the heavy lifting's already
yes.
done. So now it's just like, hey, how can we work together and,
tweak
and
it
make
and
this
fine
the best?
Tune it. Yeah.
Absolutely. The other exciting thing that happened at the board meeting last night was Naomi Bach, who's the director of our wound care center there, gave her annual update on the center's performance. And the big things are, of course, financially. I like to see that it's performing well financially. Thankfully, she's a clinical person, and so she wants to see those positive outcomes from patients. And so I'm happy to report we continue to grow services there in terms of patients and treatments. Right now, I think it's 6 full years that the wound center's been open, and they've grown every year. And they have a fantastic heal rate. It's like 85%
wow.
plus. And that rate's extremely high within the Healogics. Healogics is the support partner that has over 600 facilities throughout the United States. We are here in Windham, one of the highest performing facilities for heal rates in the country.
Boy, that's huge.
It's incredible. So that just tells you about our staff, right?
Yep.
And for us to have those services locally, it's fantastic. The reputation is getting out there. Our scope of service in terms of demographics, how far we reach out, people coming in to seek treatment has expanded. And it's nice because that service was designed to truly be a service. The whole approach wasn't to come in and be a moneymaker for the facility. It's like, here is a need that our region had, and we were able to fulfill that. So
it's
great
nice
leadership
to see it.
There.
Yep. Yeah, absolutely. And it says something, too, when you look at the overall plan of the hospital, that's exactly what they're trying to do, is find the services that there's a real need for in the area and then cover it.
Absolutely. You'll hear that time and time again from many people at the hospital, myself included, that we can't do everything, but if there's a need and there's some either revenue availability, whether it's grants, whether it's donations, whether it's revenue from the service being provided, if we can offer it here, we want to do it. Because if you've had any healthcare experiences that had an advanced need or acuity, it is hard to travel out of town to do that.
Right.
It just wears on you. And so if we can offer as many services that make sense here as possible, that's what we want to do.
Well, that's a very successful report, I would say. And I would think with those kind of numbers, when you're one of the top in the country, we probably can assume that area is going to grow even faster moving forward.
We expect it to. What's difficult about that area, in all honesty, is it's like any other service in healthcare, is the insurances have to be willing to pay. Unfortunately, insurances control a lot of the healthcare we receive by the form of prior authorization. So in order to qualify for some of these services, of course, you have to check all of the boxes.
Oh, sure.
So and this is always evolving, right? So we hope that it expands and it can be offered to more people. But you're 100% right. There's the combination of individuals that need the care that aren't seeking the care. So that's always difficult. And there's also individuals that don't qualify for the care based on having a payment source that gets to be difficult as well. Because unfortunately, healthcare isn't cheap to provide.
Right.
And so it's a battle we always have. And just to maybe jump just for a quick second, it's like the big beautiful bill, the federal bill that was passed, has a lot of information in there related to Medicaid. And so that trickles down, of course, to the state of Minnesota. So Minnesota's trying to figure out, too, what does that mean for our individuals in the state that have Medicaid. And those are always, moving targets.
Right.
For the most part, I think there'll probably be more dollars available, but who's going to qualify for that? And just, the last little soapbox item is, just today I read United Healthcare is discontinuing some of its Medicare Advantage plans that affect about 600,000 individuals that have to look for something different. So even though we report locally on the
right,
good things,
sure,
we have our eye on some of the things that could negatively
the
affect us as well.
And like you say, it's always a moving target.
It is. It
so
really is.
You think you get it figured out, and the next day you got to start over again.
Yep. Change your focus, adapt, just like anything.
Now, you also, the health fair was, gosh, just last week.
Yeah, on Wednesday. Last Wednesday, we had our first health fair that included the new building. We had over 40 vendors there, which was fantastic.
They were spread out all over the place.
They were, and it kind of gave us an opportunity to show off the building a little bit, too. So that part was nice. I think I heard two different numbers, but I know there was at least 170 outside individuals that came as far away as Fairmont to come in and check out the fair. So that was nice. So again, having new space, I think the so many compliments, the biggest complaint I heard was parking. You know, parking is always going to be an issue. So we've already have plans for the next event, how you can adapt parking a little bit more. Because, man, if you drive by, it looks like we have a lot of parking spots, right?
It does. You know, on a Sunday afternoon, it looks like there's all kinds of room.
Yeah, but when you have activity in the building, it's nice to see those spaces filled up, too.
Yes, for sure. Mm-hmm. So very good. All right. Anything else we need to add today?
No. Oh, that's all I have. Thank you for your time.
Lots of good news.
Yes.
All right, John Pearl, thanks for joining us this morning. That's our Windham Area Health Update, and that's Kaleidoscope on KDOM.